Perek Zion, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, where we have a din of two kupos, two baskets, she'ein yadua, you don't know which one is truma and which one is chulin. So says the Mishnah, nafla achas mehen, one of these baskets now fell, one of these two baskets fell, litoch hachulin, into chulin, and in this chulin you do not have 100 against the basket that fell inside. Eina midematan, says the Mishnah, it's not meduma, the mixture does not become meduma, because shema osa shel chulin, maybe it was the chulin basket that fell into it, and therefore be permitted. Vihashnia, and the second basket, noig bucket truma, will give it the application of truma. V'chayevis b'chala, but it will still be obligated in chala, misafik out of doubt, because maybe it's going to be chulin, different from mayor, like we explained to mayor in the previous Mishnah. Reb Yosi Poter, Rizul exempted from Chala again, as explained in the previous Mishnah. Nafla Shnia l'makom acher, if now the second basket fell into other chulin, ein medemata, does not make it meduma. Alfal pi shenog b'ketruma, even though we gave it the application of truma already. Nevertheless, it will not make it meduma, because shema zuhi shel chulin, maybe this basket's chulin, and the first one was truma. Therefore, if the second basket fell somewhere else now, again, it does not make it meduma. However, naflu shtein l'makom echad, if both the truma basket and the chulin basket both fall into one spot, one of these baskets are certainly truma, so now whichever mixture fell, now that the mixture, sorry, that it fell into, midmaos kikatana shebishtein. So it makes it meduma, that if you don't have 100 in this mixture of chulin that it fell into against the smaller of the two baskets, everything will be forbidden. If you do have 100 times the chulin against the smaller of the two baskets, and the mixture does not become a duma, rather it's permitted, it says you have to remove from that mixture the amount of the smaller basket and give it to the kohen to compensate him for the truma, and the rest will be chulin. A very similar theme like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Mishnah Zion, with this we conclude Perek Zion. This Mishnah as well is coming to teach us with the two kupos. One is Truma, one is Chulin, and you don't know which one is Truma and which one is Chulin, says the Mishnah. Zara es achas mehen. One who now plans, achas mishtiya kupos, from one of these two baskets, he now plans with them. If ain't you do it, you don't know if you planted from the Truma basket or you planted from the Chulin basket. Potter, one is exempt. Because shekein truma is aser lezvara, it's forbidden for one to plant truma in the ground. Vazoreya truma, one who does plant truma in the ground b'shogi by mistake, tzarech lahavuch zakarka b'machresh, he has to overturn the earth with a plow in order to uproot the shrushia truma, the roots of the truma, and then afterwards he'd be permitted to plant their chulin. V'im lo havach, if he doesn't overturn the ground, hagidulam truma, that which grows there is going to be truma. Avakamad over here, he's exempt from overturning the earth. Vagidul, that which grows there, is actually going to be chulin. Sha'anu tell him, because we can safely assume that the seed that he planted from the kupa, from the basket, was the seed of chulin. Vashniya, and the second kupa, the second basket, that he didn't plant with. Noig baka truma, we give the application of truma, but yet, v'chayev is pechala, it's obligated chala, out of a suffix that maybe it's chulin. Divere meir, this is the opinion of Rebeir, like I explained in the previous Mishnayas. Reb Yosi Poter, again, Reb Yosi will exempt it from Chala, as well, according to his opinion in the previous Mishnayos. Zara Acher Es Hashnia, someone else comes along and now plants from the second basket, says the Mishnah, Poter, Avhu, he's also exempt from overturning the earth. She'ulai Mashu Zara, because maybe that which he planted was the Chulin. Zara Acher Hashtem, but one who goes along and plants both of the Kupos, both of the baskets, Bedavar Shazari Kola. So if it's something where the seed gets consumed, Shazari Nirka Be'adam, the seed will rot in the earth, could go on like wheat or barley, mutter, that which grows is permitted to anybody. Shadinam Kikidule Meduma, we deem it as growth from Meduma. Shechulin Heim, we view it as Chulin. Bedavar She'ein Zari Kola, but something where the seed is not Kola, it does not rot in the ground, it stays intact, aser, it'll be forbidden. The Bartanur explains, going shum, garlic, petzalim, and onions, it's going to be aser. V'yafalgam, even though the chashvinin like meduma, we view it as meduma, and they like it truma, not like mamash truma. Bedavar She'ein Zari Kola, something where the seed is not consumed, it's not going to rot, it stays strong, yishlahach, it's favor, be more strict and therefore forbid it. With that, we conclude Mishnah Zion and Perek Zion as well.